Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Do You Remember the 21st Night of September? Oh, it's supposed to be the 21st Night of September. I can't.
September.
September.
September. It happens. It happens.
Hey, I'm losing it in my old age. You got to put it in front of me like burgundy, or else I'm gonna
with like the bouncing dot over it. yeah, there we go.
There it is.
Or else I get my cadence wrong.
Lost my way. I'm Jack. That's Miles. It is September 21st, Demia Digiwebe Day, as Vulture has christened it, because this is the day that 5 years ago. 6 years ago? No, five mm-hmm. years ago, I guess. 2016, Demi, former guest on Daily Zeitgeist, did a video where he just lip-synced to a kind of remix that he made of Earth, Wind & Fire's September, and just released it on September 21st, and then had a shirt that said, "That is today." It was very, very simple. It was about a minute and a half long. And every September 21st since then, he has gotten more elaborate with his videos. And this year, he's really topped himself with what I think would qualify as like the best music video of the year. Like, it's so good. It's awesome.
It's got everything. It's got Inception vibes going on, or he's defying gravity. There's cameos galore from people you've heard on this show. It's just like a really, he's just such a gifted creator, and he's already raised almost $450,000 as of recording this for the three charities that he's donating the money for. So that's Imagine Waterworks for disaster relief with Hurricane Ida, the West Fund, which is a nonprofit abortion access organization in Texas, and also, you know, Sunrise Movement, because the climate is changing. So just with his brain, he's created all of that money. There's, you know, you can also, you might be able to win off a raffle for a jersey or a painting. He's just, great.
one of the greats, very, very funny person, very cool video. Go watch all of them if you haven't seen them. It's pretty cool to see the progresh, as we call it in the biz. Ben Simmons is trending. So there's a couple NBA names trending, Ben Simmons and JJ Redick, both former Sixers. Let's just start with JJ Redick, my dad's favorite player, current player in the NBA. Or I guess not current player, because he retired.
Oh boy, got him.
Old ass loser. How do you like him now, Dad?
Yo, he's younger than you, bro.
Too old to play in the NBA, though. That's one thing. JJ.
That's all I know. Tell that to LeBron in a couple months.
I think it's geriatric.
Jokester.
Redick. Yeah. I think geriatric spelled with a G, but that's all right.
It's fine. Look.
Hey, man. No, what a career. And my dad really, really likes him. And
hope you know that, JJ.
Yeah.
Dad's a big fan.
Big fan. Compares my kids to your kids in pictures. And it's, you know.
Wait, he really does?
Yeah, he's like, look how tall Redick's kids are. No, I'm just joking.
Oh, man, what do you think he's feeding them? And are you feeding your kids that, Jack?
All right, and Ben Simmons, of course, is trending. People were wondering what was going to happen because, you know, he had said he wasn't planning to report for training camp and that he didn't want to play another game for the 76ers. But they didn't trade him. So they were like, yeah, we'll call your bluff there, man. What are you going to do? Not play in the NBA? And that appears to be his plan. He has reiterated he will never play another game for the franchise.
That's heavy.
Yeah. Hasn't spoken to the team since a late August meeting when he communicated his message.
Do you think he's the kind of guy who would be like, I will actually retire. Like, I really, like, I don't like basketball enough to play for the 76ers. Like, and if the only way, I have a little bit of coin and I will just go on my way and sell NFTs.
No, he'll find a way to, like, you know, I mean, Rich Paul's his agent. Like, he's going to find a way to keep playing basketball, but I think it'll be on his own terms, because I do think it's got to be not that fun to play for him these days because he can't shoot. And I think all along it's been kind of a mental thing. And so if you have a big mental block at the center of your game and you're a famous NBA player, that's got to suck. So I'm not surprised he's okay with the option of, you know, not playing until he can do it on his own terms. Cause I didn't know how they were going to pull that off. Like, what the fuck was that going to look like
with
just them having openly been like, yeah, man, he really did fuck up. You're right. I don't know. Why don't you ask him? anyways, for non-NBA fans, we'll move past it. But the 76ers are a mess. Joy Reid is trending. She's calling out the media for obsessing over missing white women.
Yeah.
Because
of, what's her name? Gabby Petito?
Petito.
Yes. You got like wall to wall coverage of this. Even for me, I was like, this is a lot, like, considering the volume of people that go missing in a year. And yeah, she was saying the thing is, like, I believe the full quote was, they have missing white women syndrome because of just like the outsized focus on, you know, like, missing white women. When it comes to like women of color that are missing, it's maybe a story if it intersects with something bigger, but not to the point where it's like, this black woman is missing, everyone. And they're an influencer, or this indigenous woman is missing, everyone, because there's a lot of people who are missing. And I think that's a fair assessment, whether or not you agree with Joy Reid most of the time. But that seems about right, because I'm even a little shocked at how much like Gabby Petito is like the news story, considering, you know, all the things that have happened. You know, I guess we don't want to talk about errant drone strikes anymore that are killing children. So let's just shift the focus to this other thing.
All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
And we're back. And there is some breaking news in the New York Times that Trump's campaign, new days after the 2020 election, the wild claims about voting machine tampering were not true, according to court filings.
I mean, I don't know why I say It's like everybody knew that. You're like, you know, this is so transparently them trying to just fuck the election up in their favor. But I guess they knew that this was just all a bunch of nonsense. So what does that mean?
Their followers TBD. Didn't know. Yeah.
TBD. What will that mean? Will that mean there's real, you know, like what are the consequences? Obviously, like the what's her face, the Kraken lawyer, Sidney Powell, you know, she's looking at a bunch of, you know, sanctions and things like that as it relates to her being able to practice law. But like, what about for like the, you know, intentional effort to subvert like legal and electoral systems for this?
Yeah. Is she one of the people who, like, it was shown did know and was like actively just bullshitting, or what members of the campaign are like kind of shown that they know?
I think everybody who was part of that legal effort, like, they were exchanging all of this information. So yeah, like, I'd imagine that's also Sidney Powell. Like when they're
not
saying
Giuliani,
like,
right? I mean, he told me that he told me this.
I mean, yeah. And he told us all he wasn't drunk the other day. So leave him alone.
Yeah.
Okay, he knows.
Like 1, 2, 5 scotches.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think if anything, that probably gives a little bit more, momentum and weight for Dominion's lawsuit.
Yeah.
You know, because they're like, you are fucking around and just lying about what the fuck is going on. So I think having this alongside that would be like, so they knew they did it intentionally. Can I have all of their money?
Yeah. Oh man, I can't imagine this. This must be just landing like a fucking thunderbolt in a Q Facebook groups, you know?
Sure. No, I mean, I'm curious to know what Mike Lindell is probably trying to spin this as.
Right.
But I don't know. I don't know. These are documents that are filed in court, but what does it even mean anymore?
Yeah. And so the Many Saints of Newark, I believe is what it's called, the Sopranos prequel is coming out a couple weekends. The reviews are starting to trickle in and they're pretty mixed.
Yeah. Some are great. Some are like sort of make it seem like it's bad, y'all.
But they are not mixed with regards to their ability to use just really shitty Sopranos puns. So we want to take a look at some of these headlines. So from the Entertainment Weekly review, Saints can't be what Sopranos was. Without the time or the ones who've been lost to tell it, forget about it.
I mean, NME, just when you think you're out, The Sopranos pulls you back in.
Which is a reference to The Godfather, but yeah, close enough because, yeah, both mob things. What was the Carmelo one that you...
Dude, there was one that, Edie Falco made a cameo in Many Saints of Newark, but the scene got whacked.
What the fuck?
Because it just was edited out of the film.
Oh, you mean it was edited out.
And okay, I think Daily Beast was like, in Many Saints of Newark, it's dry macaroni with no gravy.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Them's fighting words, you know?
Yeah. So, I think if anything, that's all this has done for everyone, is just get everyone get your mob puns out and idioms for your headlines.
Yeah, that's... Forget about it is, like, how are you still writing that in 2021? Like, that was...
Yeah. You don't need to be doing that. I don't know. I'm just the idea that they write that and they're like, forget about it. Yep.
And done.
And send. My editors are going to love this.
Yes. All right. And finally, a little relationship tip from Bennifer. They don't follow each other on social media.
What?
Which, yeah.
Like intentionally? Or if someone just noticed? Like they don't
someone
follow
just
each
noticed.
Other.
And I mean, you know, the idea of being social media official has always been a big deal for people, but I feel like you could make the case that social media probably not the best thing for a relationship, especially when you have like 6 million followers like they do.
Yeah. And also like Ben Affleck's feed is not that of a person who is like actually posting shit.
Right.
You know, like I'm
it's
sure for him, it's like,
into DMs,
dude,
right?
He's like, I don't even look at it. He's like, I'm fucking too rich for Instagram. Yeah. I don't do that. And like all of his posts are like seemingly like being posted by someone who manages an account, like just to promote stuff or have like little promo images and things. So I don't know if it's necessarily, I don't know. You know, sometimes you're just too rich to even use Instagram. I think that's also the case.
Yeah. But I think there are stories of where he did use it to slide into some DMs.
Right.
Or maybe he was out on like some dating sites.
Yeah, I mean, I don't count
he was
people.
Like, yeah, it's really me. You want to FaceTime? That's right.
Oh God, thanks,
yes,
sir.
That Ben Affleck.
Right. It's me. You're welcome. How do I open PDF?
Hey, how do I open PDF, Jack? All right. Those are some of the things that are trending this afternoon. We're back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine.
or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.